Oh, he wanted to go. Not that he wanted to go, but he was chosen by the churches to travel with us. He was the one to carry the generosity of the saints to the saints. You know, this is the part where I get a little, I'm like, okay, by us to the glory of the same Lord and of your ready mind. I assume it was also to the glory of the same Lord and to the glory of their minds, that their minds were ready to give. You know what I mean? It is, he was chosen to carry forth this grace to the glory of God, and that showed their willingness and avoiding us, that no one should blame. You know, he wanted to avoid that anyone should say, whence cometh all this money? I think that's what he's getting at, is that, you know, which they were administering it. So they had someone chosen for that purpose, that, you know, it be not like, how are you handling this? Who's in charge of this? You know, what is this? Providing for honest things. You know, meaning, this brother needs a coat. This brother needs some food. This brother, the debt collector is about to throw him into prison. This brother here, and this and that and the other, you know, and this brother that, you know, the brethren taking care of things that are necessary, that are honest needs, you know, not things that are, you know, well, this brother really needs a second car. Well, that might be a real need, I guess. You know, I mean, let's say he's only got a two-seater, and you know, I guess that's not. Let's say this brother really needs a Mercedes. How about that? This brother over here really needs a hair transplant, and this brother over here needs a new toupee. I know I got. I'm just thinking of. And this brother needs a three-piece suit to minister in, and this brother over here needs a private jet, and this brother. But this sister here, she needs some new clothes. Because the old ones are out of style. And they're perfectly good, as far as they're in good shape. But they're not stylish anymore. You know, that was so yesterday. Oh, and this sister here, she wants, she's always wanted a pet prairie dog. I don't know why I chose that. And this is, you know, you get it, right? I don't want to belabor the point. Honest things. Things that men aren't going to look at, like, is that really necessary? You know? Providing for things that are good for the ministry, needful for the ministry, and not selfish, covetous needs, right? Beautiful. Verse 22. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oft times proved diligent. Now, you know what? I said that Titus was this one. There may have been another individual who was someone who was specifically chosen to carry the bag. Okay? I'll say that, but it doesn't matter. It's obviously not important, but I had said it was Titus. I don't know. Yes, it seemed like in the language it seemed... Yeah, see, I screwed that up, because in verse 18 it says, we have sent with him the brother whose praise in the gospel throughout all the churches. He was chosen of the churches. All right, there's another brother not mentioned by name, because they probably knew who it was. And maybe Paul, for a good reason, didn't want to mention him in the letter, lest the letter fall into the wrong hands and someone know, okay, brother so-and-so carries the money. So if you want to attack, let's rob him, you know, in other words. So maybe good not to have that name be publicly known beyond the people who chose him. Probably the elders of the different churches in agreement saying, yes, brother so-and-so will carry it. He's a trustworthy man, a good man. let's not make that public. And we have sent with them, with those two, our brother, whom we have oft-times proved diligent in many things, but how much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner and fellow helper concerning you. Or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches, and the glory of Christ. Wherefore show to them and before the churches the proof of your love, and of our boasting on your behalf. So, there was another brother with Titus and this other gentleman, trustworthy, and he will be much more diligent on the great confidence which I have in you. Meaning he had a lot of confidence that they would be generous, and that he is going to be helpful in that, or diligent. Meaning, I suppose that whatever confidence I put in you, he's going to be diligent towards them in it. It's a little bit obscure, I suppose. Moving on, verse 23, whether do any inquire of Titus, if anyone who doesn't know him, you know, what do they want to know, who's this Titus? Not everyone would have met him. He's my partner, my fellow helper, concerning you, or our brethren, be inquired, any of the brethren, they are the messengers of the church, you know, any of the people I'm sending, understand, this is my endorsement of them. So, show to them, and before the churches, the proof of your love, and of our boasting on your behalf. Paul had been boasting of the Corinthians, of their love, and of their dedication. He's being very bold here and saying, show them your love. Show them the proof of your love. I want to prove you. Are you selfish? Or are you, as I have said, generous, as though in the very face of Christ?